John chapter 1. Verse 6, there's a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. You see the capital L. That all men through him might what? Y'all not there yet? John chapter 1. John chapter 1, turn a little quicker. John chapter 1, I got a lot to say. John chapter 1, verse 6, there was a man. Y'all there, y'all? Okay. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might what? Believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, right? Was light of every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he what?
Power.
Now, this is powerful now. Them gave he power to do what?
Become.
Now, hold on. Just stop to become. Just stop to become. He gave them power to become. He didn't give them power to do something. We run around trying to do a bunch of stuff, and ain't nothing getting done because we ain't become.
Right.
Right. Now, I'm going to bust your head loose tonight. And that's my thing this year, so I ain't tell no other class that, but I'm telling y'all class that. Or no other year, I told them that, but I ain't really told nobody else that. But it's not till I'm the type of person, man, where I like to study the word. I'm a student, and so I can be taught, but I like to study the word for myself. Root word of student is study.
Yes, sir.
Right? And I never allow myself to get to the point to where I'm not looking for why I'm not manifesting. You ever sat there and thought about that for a minute? Like, why do I read this word, but I'm reading this word, and I don't see more of it coming out of my hands? Come on, y'all. Can we be honest for a second? Now, even the worldly, the secular, whatever you want to call it, whatever word you want to use, counseling knows that. In Alcoholics Anonymous, the first thing they got to do is say what? I'm an alcoholic. Now, y'all know how I feel about the I am, so I wouldn't vouch for that, connecting the I am to alcoholism. But you got to recognize you got a problem. You have to recognize that there's a deficiency somewhere. And when I recognize the deficiency, I can see where my sufficiency is. I can find my sufficiency when I realize, and I had a statement I always make, is that we never think it's us. We look at the rich young ruler and we like, look at him, look what he did. That's you though.
That's you, yeah.
Look at Peter started sinking. He ain't had no faith because he wasn't looking at Jesus. That's you. Let me teach you something, all right? The Bible. The Bible. Can I teach you something about the Bible?
Yes, sir.
The Bible is a story about you.
Yes, sir.
And you must read it that way. The key to getting everything out of the Bible is realizing that the whole entire Bible is a story about you.
Yes, sir.
It is not a story about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and Moses, and Noah, and all, and then Jesus. It's not a story about all these people that you're pulling principles from. No, that's about you.
It's about you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You have to realize, remember the example I gave about riding in the car last week?
Yes.
You got to realize that just like in the car, you know, whoever, you know, we get pulled over, we got a substance, everybody going, right?
Yes, sir.
If somebody drunk, everybody might got a possibility of dying, right? Watch this. Well, see, in the same mankind, since the beginning, we have not changed planets.
Right.
We have not changed planes. So we've been in this thing together since the beginning.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
So Abraham, Isaac, that's me.
That's me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me. Uh-huh. That's me.
Apostle. Y'all know Apostle, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not him, but I'm him. I can't, am I going to deny? Am I going to say that I existed without him?
Come on, sir.
Am I going to say that I came here by myself without coming from his loins? Can I say, I cannot. This is the problem that we have. This is the problem I have with people that disconnect. Because you really can't disconnect. You just malfunctioning. Are y'all getting it?
Yes.
You can't, so I can't sit here, and so they say the son will do more than the father, but the student will never be greater than the teacher.
That's right.
I'll never be greater than apostle because I came from. So now we go down the lineage, go Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We go down to Joseph and Moses, and we go to all of David and Solomon, and go all the way down, all the way to Jesus. Then we come down here to us. We got a lineage. You can't get away from your lineage. You can't say it's a story about them and it's not a story about you.
That's right. Come on, sir.
So now when you see Abraham, you see when he laughed, when Sarah laughed, and they said, that's you.
Right.
It might not be about a baby, but it's you.
Right.
Are y'all finding yourself? See, living by the book, right? Right. I'm teaching how to live by the book. When you go to this book, we're not reading a bunch of Bible stories about somebody else over there. That's talking about you. And a lot of times you'll find yourself in that place. You've been to a place where you had your eyes on Jesus and you were walking on water. But in some kind of way, some stuff come up or some things got you off and you got a little scared.
Yeah.
And you start observing the wind and then you begin to sink. And then now you're like, Lord, save me.
Yes,
yeah, come on, amen. Anybody?
Amen.
All right, that story about you. That's you.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. Listen to me. I'm going to show you there's more about you than you think. Heard the statement?
Yes.
This is more about you than you think. You don't think this is about you all the time. You think that was something that Jesus did. And you know, y'all get with it with the John 14, 12, the works that I do should do also. We clap about that, but you don't really believe it because if you really believe it, you be it. So we got to change some things. We got to break some of these old religious cobwebs out of our mind. What we thought we was doing when we were reading our scriptures. Huh? Redoing our devotion. What does that mean anyway? Do you do devotion or are you devoted?
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Right.
I don't need to do something that I am.
Right. That's right, sir.
I am devoted. Say it.
I am devoted.
Come on, say it again. Say, I am devoted. One more time. Say, I am devoted.
Watch this.
You ready? I'm going to Google it first. Say, I am devotion.
I am devotion.
See, my life. Ooh, this powerful, man. Thanks, Lord.
Wow.
Thanks. I literally am devotion. I don't do devotion. I am devotion. So my every being is devotion. Are y'all getting that's powerful, y'all? I'm gonna go back and get it too. I am devotion. Say it.
I am devotion.
So I don't devote myself. And see, here's the trick. Whether you like it or not, you are devotion.
Right.
So whether you decide to devote yourself or not. That's who you are. You just, can I tell you something about God? Can I tell you something about God real quick? Thanks. God is, say it.
God is.
God just is. He has no beginning. He has no end. He has no up. He has no down. He's all around. God just is. He is all good. He's all prosperity. He's all healthy. You realize that there's no such thing as disease. Did y'all know that? Because disease is nothing but dis-ease. Like if you disarm me. Like, I disarmed him. That means I had to be armed already.
Right.
So that means disarm does not have a definition without being armed. So dis-ease does not have a definition without being in ease already. So that means that it just took away my ease, but it's not a real thing. Listen to me. But we've allowed our faith to be connected to our deficiencies. Listen to me well. We believe more in lack than we believe in lavishness.
Come on.
We have more faith in fear than freedom. Think about it for a minute. You believe that you can run out before you believe that you can have a supply that'll never run out. Think about how much you got to change your mind for that. Now, everybody say possible.
Possible.
Come on, say it again. Say, I am possible.
I am possible.
Now, that's possible, but you've got to retool some of this stuff going on in your mind. This is living by the book.
Yeah.
Because it's about you.
Yes, sir.
It's about changing your functioning. Every deficiency, every lack in your life, God is this. Can I show you what God is? God is this. It says, what's the great commandment in the law? And Jesus, you ready for this? Oh, thank you, Lord. They asked for a commandment, and Jesus gave them a personality. Listen to what I'm saying.
Wow.
He started describing a person. Watch this. What's the great commandment in the law? You love your Lord, your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Right? And the second, like it to love your neighbor. That's the attributes of God. That's all attributes of who he is. That's not tasks. That's being. Then he says, on this hangs all the law and the prophets. So God is the standard. That love? God is love. They don't say God love, you know, for God so loved the world, but then they go a little deeper and say, God love, God is love.
God is love.
Yeah. Love is God. On that standard hangs everything. Now watch this. The way you hang depends on how you're relating to God. We're gonna go there. Y'all ready? Depending on your relation to the will of God determines the manifestation that you get.
That's true.
All right. God is. God does not change for you or I.
Right.
He doesn't do extra stuff for you.
That's right.
Or do less stuff for you. God is. If you get less or you get more, it's because you do less or you do more. What measure you meet is measured unto you.
Yes, sir.
Right? So sparingly, reap sparingly. So bountifully, reap bountifully. What are you talking about? In God's will. So now I can even go down to the children of Israel. God didn't send plagues to them people. They reaped that. There was one thing that God asked for. There was one will that God had. He said, let my people go. They said no, so they got out the will. Everything outside the will is destruction. Listen to me well. We up here praying and we do a lot of stuff. We pray from the wrong position.
Right.
We begging more than we praying.
Yes,
what you call prayer is begging.
Yes, sir.
Oh, master, if you just do this my will, if you can, if it be your will, let it happen. Jesus said, I will. what we call favor, you make your way prosperous. You have good success. You remember that scripture?
Yes.
Deuteronomy. You do it?
You do it.
It didn't say God. Oh, no, watch this. It said, I'm going to read in John 15 in a minute. He said, you're going to have whatever you say.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. In John 15, he's talking about, and you ask anything in my name, my father give it to you. He didn't say he'd give it to me to do for you.
Yeah.
Give it to you. So now it's your correlation with the will of God.
That's good, sir.
So where's the will of God? Anything that's lack of deficiency, you under the bar.
Right. Right.
And you're not in the will.
Wow. Come on, sir.
Somewhere in your mentality, you're not in the will. You really favor yourself. I'm going to teach somebody the word, right? Right? Like words. G-O-D, God. Everybody say God. But that word don't encompass what God really is. It's just something that we got to hold on to so we won't lose our heads and just be all up in the air with it. So we got to use G-O-D to encompass something that can't be encompassed in three letters. So even other words that we use, so when we talk about favor, that really is just being, you've gotten in the will of God and you didn't got extra. But God didn't do extra because he is extra.
He is.
Y'all get it?
Yes.
But you've just tapped into that extra part of God that some people don't want to go to. Are y'all seeing this?
Yes.
So now this Bible, I want y'all to listen to me well tonight. Please do. This Bible is taking me on a journey of who I am in God and who God is in me. From the beginning of this thing to the end of this thing, it's about me.
Wow.
Well, all right. No, my child. It's about God's will. Well, if you go to the beginning, God created you, didn't he? What that means, you his will. You ain't never thought about that before, huh?
Right.
You never thought about that. I am the will.
I am the will. I am the will.
I am the will.
I am the will of God.
I am the will of God.
See, we separated this thing, man. And because we've been separated, how can two walk together except they agree? That's not talking about y'all two in your prayer group. That's talking about y'all two in here. That's talking about you agreeing. It's your mind agreeing with the mind of God so that you can walk together. Well, two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst? What you think he's talking about? Are y'all understanding this? Hold on, this is too deep for you. Are you keeping up with this, huh? You're not going to write no letters in on me talking about this class. The class a little, I don't know, Dean, this class a little, I don't know, all right? This is about you. When he starts talking about Abraham, he's talking about you. When he starts talking about Joseph, he's talking about you. We start talking about Moses and Noah and all that, all them attributes in there with you somewhere. And he said, well, Noah don't fit me. Well, Moses do.
Yeah.
Well, Moses don't fit me. I bet you find yourself in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You find yourself in Esau.
Uh-huh.
Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a story about you. And Jesus culminated that thing. And see what Jesus really did? He thought he was really mad at Jesus. You want to know what they really mad at Jesus? They were really mad at Jesus because Jesus stopped. He just started telling them like it was. He was like, yo, listen, I'm the Son of God. I'm the one you've been looking for. All them prophecies and scrolls you've been reading all these years? Here I go. Uh-oh. Right? I'm the one. Me and my father are one.
Yeah.
I said, religious church, this is not for the faint at heart.
That's right.
It's not for the religious in mind. Even religious church right now can't handle this.
That's right.
Jesus started talking to us and said, you are gods.
You are gods, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
First of all, certain things I used to listen to and I would say, duh. Like, you know the old song, Silver and Gold?
Uh-huh.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Duh, if I had to choose. I mean, I'll take my brother, Darnell, over silver and gold. So we don't even have to talk about this conversation about Jesus. Duh. So now when he say you are gods, first of all, it's a little g. Because you know you didn't create yourself. You don't even remember the beginning of you.
Right?
So everybody say duh.
Duh.
You know you're not the big G.
Uh-huh.
You know you're not the creator and the causation of everything that is. You know you're not him. You know you're not him. You get it? But you have, I know, listen to me. I know I'm not apostle. I know I'm not a, but I look like him. And I walk in with a little cloud on my, I walk in kind of heavy.
Uh-huh.
I know what I can and can't, but I know I'm not him.
Right.
So there's a will above my will.
Yeah, that's right.
But I know under his will, I got a will.
Right.
And it's connected to his will. You get it?
Uh-huh.
So now it looks like him.
Uh-huh.
Why you think I came out looking like him? Watch this. Hold on. Time out. But it was nothing that I did for it.
Right.
I didn't get him and be like, okay, let me get into the image of my father. No, I used to go to school and they say, you must be, y'all, excuse me, for this all respect, you must be little Leroy. Because they used to know him from the neighborhood or whatever. You little Thompson, ain't you? Look, come here. Ooh, you gotta be. I couldn't get in no trouble because they're like, you look just like who your daddy is. You know what I'm saying? But there's nothing I can do about it. There really ain't nothing you can do about it.
Right.
You just keep fighting because you're letting other stuff in your mind.
That's
now you want to be like your father. You know there's a deep down burning sensation to be
absolutely.
More like God, ain't it?
Absolutely.
Come on. That's why we're here right now.
Yes.
You sit there and you say, you know, everybody going home, the phone's cut off, the TV off, ain't no more sensations, the meal over, everything. You sit there and it's like, I just want to be more, right? But you are more already, just like that. The thing that's fighting you is a disconnected consciousness again. The thing that's fighting you is thoughts, or ideas, or mindsets that get into your mind and take you away from your godness. Which is why I must not visit the book, but I must live. The Bible is a story of you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It ain't about Abraham and you're supposed to pull some principles. No, it's about you.
It's about you.
So now here we go. Back to verse where we have verse 12. Many received and gave him power to what?
Become.
And the power to become a certain thing. And he said, become what?
The sons of God.
Even them that believe on his name. Now the sons of God is the same sons of God that Jesus said he was.
Right.
He said, I am the Son of God. He's talking about that same thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to connect you to Jesus more than you've ever been connected with him.
Yes, sir.
You thought you knew him, but you're going to know him better after this right here.
Yes, sir.
All right? Which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So forget your mama and them. God bless them. God bless them and God bless your DNA.
Uh-huh.
But you got a deeper DNA.
Yeah.
God bless your bloodline and all that stuff. And thank God, I appreciate getting here. Because if your bloodline ain't brought you here, you wouldn't be here. Bless the Lord. And why it says honor your father and your mother. That's why no matter what your father or your mother, let me teach y'all something real quick. We live in a generation that's fatherless. You know, and I deal with a lot of young ones. They live in a generation where there's not many fathers. The Bible talks about that. It was talking about that way back then, so I won't say that it's an epidemic that's happening now, but he had to be if he was talking about it that way. There's not many fathers. But yet there's no place that it says you have a right to disrespect your father.
Right.
Why? Because out of those loins is where you came from.
Right.
That don't mean you got to be all up over there and they do you wrong or whatever. That means you got to be going to Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. But it's your obligation to forgive.
Right. Yep.
It is your obligation to love.
That's right.
You don't get to choose those.
That's right.
You can choose a lot of things, but you don't get to choose those. So now honoring your father and your mother is the commandments, right? Honor your father and your mother is a whole lot easier now because it's just giving honor. They brought you here. Come on. Now, you here, ain't you? If they didn't do whatever they did to get you here, you ain't in this class. You might be somewhere else. We don't know where you be at. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
All honor, all honor, all honor. So now, not of blood, not of flesh, not the will of flesh. So I don't know why we give flesh so much will. Why we give it so much say-so in our lives? Because it wasn't even about that. Verse 14. Read.
And the word
you see the big, you see the capital W, right? I just want to make sure y'all looking at it, right?
Yes,
read again. Ready, read.
And the word was made flesh. And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory of his only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth.
Now, it's a reason. Let's turn over to chapter 15. It's a reason that he describes Jesus this way. All right. There's a reason that he describes Jesus this way. It eliminates your excuses for being less than what you are.
Wow.
Or who you are.
Wow.
Jesus totally eliminated all of our excuses.
Right.
Yeah. Let me tell you what made Jesus' life so prolific. Can I give you three things that made his life so powerful, so prolific? Number one, that his teaching that he taught, they stand the test of time, no matter gender, race, era that you were born in, color of your skin, none of that matters. Those principles stand the test of time. They don't go out of style.
Right.
You know, love ain't never went out of style.
Right.
You had to change the way your clothes, the type of clothes you wear. They got a 2016 car, 2017 car, 2000 whatever car. But you know, love, they don't have no 2017 love.
Right.
Love is.
Because
God is.
God is.
Are y'all with me?
Uh-huh.
So now, the principles that Jesus taught, they stand the test of time. There is no time... There's no time in history that does not bow down to those principles.
Right.
That's number one. Y'all got that?
Yes,
number two, those teachings that he taught, he embodied them in his person. Jesus made a statement. He said, if you don't believe me for my word, believe me for my work's sake. In other words, I'm doing what I'm saying.
Right.
What I said about myself, I can manifest that.
Right.
Told y'all the son of God, now I'm a manifest son of God. That's Jesus.
Right.
You get it? So now, his teachings stand the test of time. Those same teachings that stand the test of time were embodied through his person.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, here's where we come in. Are y'all ready? We come in on all that.
Uh-huh.
But here's where it gets powerful for us. You ready? Right. Number three, the claims that he made for himself, he made for all mankind.
Yes, wow.
So Jesus never said a thing that he said, nah, listen, this mine, but you can't do this one.
Wow.
Oh,
come on, sir.
Jesus never listened. Jesus made a statement, and this statement, it's not that I didn't love him, but love is a process too. So your love is constantly growing too. So when I say I love him more, that didn't mean I didn't love him a lot, but there's always more to love, right? And this made me love him more. When I read Jesus, I read this before, Jesus said, I only do what my father tells me to do. As I hear, I judge. I don't do nothing my father don't tell me to do. Now, it's not that Jesus didn't have good ideas, but your good ideas outside of the God idea don't matter. And he makes a statement. You ready for this? He makes a statement. He said, if I bear witness of myself, listen to this. This is powerful. He said, if I bear witness of myself, then my witness ain't true. This is Jesus. This is the Messiah. This is the one that's about to die for our sins. This is the sinless one. This is the one that's doing all his miracles. This is the one they've been talking about all the time. He's the Messiah. He's the one we've been waiting for. And then out of this man's mouth, he says, if I bear witness of myself, then my witness ain't true. If that is not extreme humility, I don't know what is. So now he bashed. He's not telling you to be nothing that he ain't. Whatever claims he made of himself, he made for all mankind. Not for church people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to hit you real hard. Not for Christians.
All mankind.
Oh, come on, Jesus. We're going to be, I have a question for you. You ready? I have a question for you. It's going to hit you. It's going to hit your religion. It's going to hit you real hard in your chest, but just deal with it, okay? Just deal with it. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Y'all need to answer me because
yes,
I'm about to come with you. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you a Christian or are you Christ? Your religion is shaking right now. Ooh. But I'm a Christian. I learned the song and everything. Y'all remember that song? I sang like, I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-E-I-N. Y C-H-R-I-S-E-M-I-H-E-A-R-T. And I will L-I-V-E-T-E-R-N-L-Y. Right? Are you a Christian or are you Christ? Now, the word Christian is only used two times in the Bible. Y'all want to live by the book or y'all, what y'all want to do? Red pill, anybody ever seen The Matrix? Red pill, blue pill, which one you want? You can take this blue one and go back to your regular normal life and go, and you ain't never got to worry about nothing. You keep clapping and looking the part and praise the Lord and do what you want to do. Or we can take this red one and everything's going to change.
Yeah.
Two times. Jesus never said it. Got that out. All right, and many times throughout life we've made a religion and a rhetoric out of something, and we lose the reality. It's tough, ain't it? So are you a Christian or are you Christ? Now remember, now before you start throwing your scriptures at me about whatever you want, you ain't got nothing to throw to me, but you know you're looking for one in your head right now because it's uncomfortable. It's like getting out the bed on a cold morning when you've been in that warm spot and you wish you just go back in that little dent right there in the bed. You know that little dent? It's like some of y'all looking for the dent right now. I can't wait. Take it up. Hey, look, that little nudge right there. Even if you scoot over on the other side of the bed, it's like, it ain't right. I got to roll back over, right? Right? No. Because if you don't never get up out the bed, you'll never go nowhere. So I'll take you on a journey, and we'll read John 15. My goal is for you to understand that this word of God is the same word of God that called you into existence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you realize that you are actually the word of God? Listen to what I'm saying. No. Don't get over there, right? Don't get over there. This is not a conversation for the weak at heart, all right? Don't get over there, but you are actually the living word. God said you before you were you. Scripture says, let us make man in our image. And then he did what he had to do. But he said you before he made you.
Right.
The words.
Words.
Words that proceed out of the mouth of God. Words. Mm-hmm. So no word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, mm-hmm. There's no word that goes forth that won't accomplish. He's talking about you.
Right. Yeah. You. Oh,
are y'all with me? Y'all with me? Are y'all with me?
I see.
He's talking about you. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return.
Okay.
All right, listen to me. 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 All right, listen to me. All right. I'm gonna listen. All right, listen. Listen to what's going on. Okay. Listen. Okay. Do you believe you're going to live forever? Like in eternity with God?
Yes.
Okay, you can't believe that without believing that you didn't already exist. Because you can't believe eternity one-sided.
Right.
You can't believe in the future without believing in the past, all
right?
All right, come on, come on. It's a little deeper. All right, listen.
Come on.
Okay, so here we go. So here we go. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. So we always notice, like, where we came from. Where we don't remember two years old, 1 year old. You know, some people talking about, I remember being in the stomach. You're lying. You don't remember being in that. Look, all right. You have an imagination. You have an imagination. You imagine what you saw on the movies or when. Okay. But we came from God. You ain't got to worry about that part, all right? All that part is God. But we came from God. God is conceived when it was conceived. I got another word because you realize, you know, conceive in your mind, same thing they're talking about conceiving your stomach. They use the same word for before birth is conception. Okay, but that's where we came from, all right? So now we began over there. God sent us from the beginning, and so now we are the literal thriving word of God. Can y'all see that? Literally. So shall be the word that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish. So we came from God, right? Can we agree that we came from God? If you know somewhere else, I got to cast that spirit out you. We came from God, right? So he said you're not going to return to him. So your life should not end void, but you should accomplish everything that he sets you forth to do. Get over what you're saying and get on to who you're being.
Get old.
It hit home a little bit, don't it? Don't it make you feel a little bit like you're a little bit more connected now, ain't you? Don't you feel a little bit more connected to the will of God, right? Because I am the will of God.
I am the will of God.
That's powerful, bro. It's powerful, bro. So now we're not. So this whole thing is giving identity. It's giving you who you are. It's telling you what you're made of. Can't nothing beat you. There is no such thing as lack. There is no such thing as poverty. Poverty is only the absence of prosperity.
Yes, sir. That's it.
You have to understand something. You are believing in something that does not exist. But it exists for you when you give your faith to it.
Come on, sir.
When it becomes your truth, it becomes true to you. Are you understanding that?
Yes, sir.
So we're believing in things that God never set for us to believe in.
Come on, sir.
Yeah. Y'all didn't think the knowledge of good and evil wasn't already in life? Like it, going over to eat that tree, you thought you were trying to get something that wasn't even nothing to get.
Right. Right.
And we've been doing the same thing ever since then. So we know, this is what we know. We know prosperity and poverty, knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah, that's it. Come on.
This is what has happened to us. What happened to us in the beginning is that we were able to have. You go read the Bible in the beginning. They didn't say, and on the fourth day, God said, let there be evil, and there was.
Right.
Did you ever see something about God and God said, let's create evil so we can get a good balance?
No, sir.
You didn't hear the creation of evil, right?
No.
So where did it come from? Well, it came from Satan. Well, Satan is not a creator. So he can't make something. So now the E-V-I-L was a word that was a lack of life. You getting it? So what happened to us was, and then we got to change this. Everybody say change this. Everybody say reverse this. Everybody say convert this. I'm going to teach you something about your conversation. We're going to live by the book. You think conversation is me and you talking, and it has nothing to do with that. I'll show you in a second. All right. But we're going to convert this. You know, convert is the root word of conversation. All right. All right. We're going to get that. All right. But we're going to change this thing. We have to change our minds. Renew. That means your mind was new before.
Yes, sir.
So you got to renew your mind how? With the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
My mind going everywhere like this. It's going like this right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This thing is talking about you.
Yes, sir.
And telling you who you are.
Yes, sir.
The problem was in the beginning when they ate from the tree, they thought they was getting something. And they got a bunch of nothing, but they believed in that nothing, and they created something out of nothing, which really wasn't nothing. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Okay.
There is no darkness is only the absence of light. It's only the absence of light. You can't turn on darkness.
Come on.
You ever seen a dark light? Like a you know, they try to make something like black light, but then like you turn it on and get dark, like a dark circle on the wall. You can't do that. It's only the absence of light. Lack is only the absence of abundance.
Right.
Yes,
Y'all get this? Yes. But we believe in it. And we have faith in it, and so it becomes real.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get too much on these acronyms because preachers have worn them out over the years. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wham out. I don't even want sound like none of them. But they say fear is false evidence appearing real. You heard that before, haven't you?
Yes,
it appears real. It appears real, but it's not real.
Yes.
False evidence. Yes. The things you're scared of, they can't nothing beat you. Mm-hmm. You are of God, little children. 1 John 4:4 is your favorite, ain't it? Ye are of God, little children. We don't even have to go nowhere else about that. The fact that I told you are of God is enough for you to understand that can't nothing beat you.
Right.
And they have overcome them. You see, so he keep going on so you can understand it. That's just for you.
That's for you.
Because greater is he that is. He bring that thing home. If he'd have just said you are of God, little children, overcome them, then we'd have still had a way to put it off on somebody else. We never took personal responsibility for being.
Yeah.
But he said, greater is he that is than he that is in the world. He's trying to tell you what's in you.
Yes, sir.
Trying to tell you your being. John 15:1. I gotta get that quick. I am the true vine, my father's a husband. Every branch that is in me, that bear not fruit, he taketh away. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
And every branch that bear fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3, the Lord gave me a revelation. We got to stop being biblically selective. Stop searching for these words and then picking these scriptures without reading the context because you don't know what you're talking about. So we went to John 15:3 and made a whole holiness message out of it when it had nothing to do with that. Holiness is the least part. Holiness is a byproduct of your being.
Come on, sir.
Y'all, John 15:3, look at it. What did it say? Yeah, y'all know it. So now you've been out there scrubbing with the Bible. You've been out there scrubbing with scriptures. You're scrubbing with scriptures, huh? Because
mm-hmm.
you felt like you were dirty, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When you ain't.
Right.
Stop calling people sinners and heathens and stuff.
That's right.
You ain't just no sinner saved by grace.
Come on.
You get me?
Come on.
You keep calling yourself a sinner. What you going? That's why is sin coming.
Yes.
Death and life and the power of your tongue. You'll have whatever, you know, it just wasn't for that mountain that you said to move.
Yeah.
Whatever you believe, you'll have what you say. You keep calling your relatives heathens.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on, sir.
Quit it. You're fighting against yourself.
Right.
Verse 3 says, what? Read it.
Now you are clean through the word.
Now jump up to verse 2. God, dog. Jump up to verse 2. He said, he who bears not fruit. Right?
Uh-huh.
He removed it, right? And then he said that he purges it. Purge.
Uh-huh.
Right? Purging, the word purge also does with a cleaning.
Right.
All right? Mm-hmm. He purges that it bear more fruit. Mm-hmm. So then verse 3 said, so my son, you are clean how? So now I'm going to jump to another scripture. Now you are clean through the word I've spoken to you. He's talking about you are purged to produce. Can we listen? God's goal in life was not to clean you from sin.
Right.
That wasn't why he created this whole thing.
Come on, sir.
God is not up there thinking of a master plan to beat sin, because that would mean that sin would be his equal, and it ain't.
Right.
Sin is only the absence. It's not even a real thing. Uh-huh. It's only the absence of the will of God.
Right.
And the wages of the absence of the will of God is more absence than the will of God.
Uh-huh.
Are y'all with that?
Yeah.
So now he's not talking about that right there. That is a product of it. So you'll be clean from the holiness. We're trying to be holiness. We base life off of. And we don't base life off producing. We base life off of running.
Yes, sir.
We base life off of running from wrong instead of producing right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That has been our rhetoric in the Christianity.
Yes,
you know that.
Yes,
you do right, go to heaven. Do wrong, go to hell. Do right, God might bless you. That's how they say it. And then you do wrong, you know it's going to come on. Why is it that when you do wrong, you know it's coming? When you do right, you still got to do a couple more rights to get right. We off. Are we changing our mind? If we change our mind, say amen.
And
so be it. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
We're changing our mind. So now it's talking about I purge you to produce. I, through my word, that same word, that's a story about you. And then when he's talking about his word, he's really talking about him, because me and my word are the same. Uh-huh. So when Jesus said, the word I've spoken to you, he's really saying the word that I've been in front of you. The words that I've demonstrated to you in my lifestyle. Remember, not only did he teach, but he embodied his teachings. All right, y'all going to go back and listen to this class, all right? Y'all know that, right? All right, y'all going to go back and listen. Me too, all right? All right, so now we're talking about you're clean through the word. He's really saying that I've cleaned you from a place of unfruitfulness to a place of fruitfulness. I've made you like me. Come on, y'all. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Abide in me and I in you. So we, God dog. Whoa. Somebody yell. So abide in, I didn't say it. Look in the scripture. That's what makes you. Abide in me. Now, we don't even think about being in Jesus. We always talk about Jesus in us, but we'll. But see that, he said that for a reason. Because you and me, and I mean you, ain't no separation. That's as close as you can get.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got to get somewhere, y'all. I'm going to start talking fast. Just go with him. Abide in me and I abide in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abided in me and I in him, he says this again, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And I want to say bringeth forth the same fruit. For without me, you can do what?
Nothing.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather him and cast him into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, read.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall
be done. And remember, we said last week it's going to be done unto you.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be done to you. It's going to change you.
Yes, sir.
If it change you, then everything that comes from you is a change. We've been trying to get change without changing. And it doesn't work that way. Thanks, Lord. Holy Ghost is a great segue. Praise the Lord. Listen, are you a Christian or are you Christ? You ready?
Uh-huh.
Here's the problem. So I'm sitting there today and I was looking, and I'm very up on culture. Like I watch and I pay attention to what's going on. You know, and I got a heart for the young people, which is all of us. Amen. Everybody say, I am young.
All right.
So I have a heart for what's going on. And so I pay attention to music and different things going on. So I'm watching this guy, and he did a concert at a university, and they had buku people out there. And, you know, you just look at them like, man, golly, how you get that many people to show up out there, right? And I said, and I made a statement. I said, you know, the world sometimes evangelizes better than we do.
Yeah.
All right? And I knew what I meant when I said it, but I went, see, I'm a student, so I go study what I'm saying. I don't talk to be reckless.
Right.
I don't talk to just try to be fancy, but I pay attention to what I'm saying,
right?
And I pay attention to what I'm saying, if you get what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
So I go look up the word evangelize, and the word evangelize means to reach out to convert to Christianity, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, why? And when I said evangelize, I meant reach out.
Right.
So I was like, and I'm just me talking to God, all right? Just let me, can I talk to God, please?
Yes.
All right, me talking to God, and I say, well, why is it that we reach out to convert to Christianity instead of reaching out for conversion? For just conversion. Oh, y'all listen to me.
Yeah.
So now God takes me on a trail.
Uh-huh.
And he tells me that the problem is, what your problem is, remember the word Christian two times.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't say it.
Right.
You know, y'all going to tell somebody that. I might get in trouble for it, but I don't care. Listen. That's heavy, but it's real. You go search your Bible. Go search. I ain't lying to you. All right? He said, we've been trying to convert people to Christianity, and we haven't been converting people to Christ. There hasn't been a Christ conversion. Now, can I break that down a little further? Christianity is a set of principles about Christ. Christ is. So what we've been doing is this. Are y'all ready for it?
I'm ready.
What we've been doing for is this. We've been trying to tell people to live these principles without the personality. You cannot have the principles without the personalities. You can try to operate in the principles without the personality, but watch this. You ready for this statement? Y'all ready for this? Trying to operate in the principle without the personality causes perjury.
Come on,
begin to bear false witness. You begin to lie about Jesus is Lord. You don't know. Because you don't know his personality. How long you been studying? And where? When last they talked to you? You don't know. You being religious. So most of churchdom is living, is trying to walk in these principles. We look the part. We dress it. We say it. We got all the amens and the hallelujahs together. We clap them. We got all the worship. We worship with our right and our left. And then we wave them both side to side. And we look like what we're supposed to look like, but we don't look like what we're supposed to look like. On, did you know that the whole creature is waiting? Romans 8 talk about that. It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That means they trying to see something, but you don't look like it. You have a form. You have a form of godliness, but you deny the power thereof. So now we've been trying to operate in principle without the personality. But listen to this, you ready? The person empowers the principle.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
You cannot, why I be sowing and I don't ever be coming, because you're trying to operate in the principle and you ain't got the personality. I'll prove it to you. Ananias and Sapphira. Y'all remember Ananias and Sapphira? All we know, they dropped dead because they're supposed to give what they're supposed to give and they ain't give it, right? And I'm going to break this up next class. I don't have time to do it right now. When they were talking about, remember the Bible's a story of you, right?
Yes. Right.
When they say Ananias came in and said, you know what, this is what I sold it for. He was lying, right? Yes. And then he said, the apostle said, why did you lie to the Holy Ghost? And then the next thing he said was, you know, they didn't say he died. They didn't say God struck him down. They said he gave up the ghost. And I wonder how many times you give up the ghost.
Wow.
You know, if we look at the ghost, the spirit left him. That's what they're talking about, right? But you know, the spirit on the inside of you is why you're breathing and living right now. I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. My spirit is the God part of me. So that means I gave up God.
Ooh.
You got to see yourself in the scripture, all right? Stop thinking about dying so much and start realizing you're not producing, all right? Watch this. It says, why did you lie? Why did you perjure the Holy Ghost? All right? Now, well, they gave something. Come on, give them a break. Come on, give them a break, Lord. God was making a point. And God didn't strike him. Ananias gave up the ghost. He killed himself. He gave it up by his principle because he was trying to work in principle without personality. So now giving is a principle. Amen? Right? And they were doing it. Right? Come on, we going there. See, now your eyes open. They were doing it. But see, the person of Jesus didn't give a little portion of his life. Whatever Jesus gave, he gave it all.
Uh-huh.
So now they operated outside of the person. Yeah. They were trying to do principles outside of the person, created perjury, and it causes them to die, to give up the ghost, to give up the privilege. That's Acts 5. Write it down. Acts 5, 1 through 5, I think it is. Right now, Acts chapter 19, I got 1 minute. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 through 22, I think it is. It's talking about the seven sons of Sceva. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah.
They go in there because Peter was doing all kind of works, doing all kind of miracles and stuff. So they was like, well, we can go do it too. Seven of them. They go in there and they say, we adjure you by the Jesus. That's number one, because you don't know who he is now. I can tell the way your voice sounds, you don't know who he is. By the Jesus that Paul preached. And now you tried to operate in a principle without knowing the person or without being the person, right?
Yeah.
Right? And you got to whoop and say they leaped on him, overcame him, whooped him out the house naked because they could not function in the person. Listen to me well. I'll say this and I'm gone. That this thing is new to you, ain't it?
Yes,
it feel like a brand new thing, don't it?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a story about you. And it tells you who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you, John 15. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
And you cannot walk in principle without the person. Can you imagine? I got to go. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine that we've been telling people to walk all the Christian steps without empowering them? It's like telling you to drive to Atlanta for me and I don't give you no gas money. How you going to get there? How you going to change? See, you need to change. That we do in church, right? You need to change. How? You ain't never tell me how. Jesus is the way.
Yes, sir.
Amen.